Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
So her family wants to meet her new boyfriend, which really isn't the problem. Not the entire family. It's the sister she has a problem with and is worried about when sis meets her new boyfriend. And Emily wants our help texting. I'm not exactly sure who.
Maybe her sister.
Is this the sister? Oh, this is not going to go well.
Nope.
All right, so this is Texting Tutor, where we help you guys text somebody that you know is going to be an uncomfortable situation. We try to give you the words to use, and these ones between sisters usually go sideways pretty quick. Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so tell us about this pain in the butt sister you got.
All right, yeah, so I have a new boyfriend. It's not new. It's about, 6 months or so, and everything's going really great. I'm super excited. So my family obviously wants to meet him, which is totally fine with me. I have no problem with that. But I do have this sister, and, I don't want to seem, super jealous or anything like that, but she is super pretty. And on top of that, she also likes to flirt with every single guy she encounters, including my boyfriend. So, the last one, she flirted with him all the time. It made me so uncomfortable. So I just wanted to say something to her, but I just don't know what to say.
So tell us about this history that your sister has with a former boyfriend of yours.
Yeah, so I had this other boyfriend about a year or two ago, and every time he came over, she would literally flirt with him as if I wasn't in the room, as if it was her boyfriend. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, and she'll get really close to them, she'll make cute jokes, she'll touch their arm, and it's just so annoying. I get infuriated, but I just don't know what to say.
Is your sister younger or older?
She's 2 years older than me, basically.
Does your sister have a boyfriend or a girlfriend?
No, she doesn't have a boyfriend at the moment.
So you're not worried that your sister is going to steal your boyfriend. You're just worried that she's going to make it uncomfortable for your boyfriend.
Yeah. And even what if he, again, she's super, super pretty. What if he ends up liking her?
Oh, Emily.
You don't got to worry about all that. He might now fantasize about her while he's in bed with you, but I don't think that he would leave you.
Herbert. That's better.
Herbert.
What?
Yeah, still not good.
No. She came here for help.
She's still getting the physical satisfaction, but he's just thinking of someone else. Big deal.
Have you never said anything to your sister about this?
I've never really said anything to her. Again, I just don't want to seem jealous. I don't want to make her feel uncomfortable, too. I don't know if she's doing it on purpose. She is just a really friendly person, but she has to be doing it. I don't know. I don't know how she doesn't notice.
I don't see how this message is going to be received well, no matter how we wrap it.
Maybe we're texting the wrong person. Look, she's going to do what she's going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And here you are, and we're getting ready to set you up for this friction with your sister. And she's just going to deny that she's ever flirted with anybody. Mm-hmm. And this could never happen. And how could you think this will be? Why don't we just text your boyfriend and just warn him on what's coming?
My sister's a sleut.
Yeah, well, she's going to pretend to be a sleut.
I mean, I could do that. I just don't want him to know how insecure I am. Telling your sister is one thing because she's my sister. And, I hope deep down she does have my best, interest at heart. But I don't know. Telling my boyfriend, I just feel like he's going to be like, this girl is so insecure and jealous. I didn't even meet your sister yet and you're telling me that.
Or we could blame your ex. And say part of the reason that
we broke up is because he was very uncomfortable with how you acted around him and he didn't want to be around it.
Well, the sister's only going to say, that's not on me, man. That's on, I wasn't doing anything wrong. That was your ex-boyfriend. Thank God he's has a big he
can
do.
Yeah, but then she can say, yeah, he's ridiculous. He sucks. Because then you can hate on him the whole time. But then you can say, but I did notice that sometimes it felt like you were getting really cozy with him. Can we be extra careful with this new guy? Because I really like him.
I feel like you're in a possible situation.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, no matter how you spin it, you're going to get spun as the insecure, jealous younger sister.
I think we just got to accept that we're going to start a brawl, but it doesn't mean that something shouldn't be said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you raise a really good point, Abby. It's just that sometimes you got to go into these conversations and the expectation can't be everything's going to be great. Because it's a false expectation. So we got to kind of like know that we're going to be going through some turbulence here and we're going to get through the cloud, but it's not going to be easy.
What if we did text her boyfriend, but instead of saying like, you're not going to come off insecure, jealous, you can be like, hey, my sister's really touchy-feely and clingy. It's borderline weird. I want to give you a heads up. If you're uncomfortable, let's call it out. And then you don't sound insecure or jealous. You're protecting him and his space.
I think that's the safe way to go. You never even bring up the, oh, she's so pretty thing. That sounds insecure. But if you're warning him to what might happen, that can't be anything but well received.
Hey, can we be honest with ourselves? I mean, your sister's attractive. She's a huge flirt. You are concerned about this. You are exhibiting some signs of insecurity here.
I definitely am. I'm not... yeah, I definitely am. And again, I just think she already knows I'm insecure. So I just don't see what to lose with that.
All right. So if we promise to do this, which we will, you have to promise, Emily, to work on your self-worth and your insecurities and realize that you are a catch. Doesn't matter how hot your sister is or what your sister does. This person wants to be with you.
Maybe, okay? Maybe she's not.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
Emily, are you a catch?
I think I am.
Okay. No, I know I am.
Did not sell that at all.
There you go. Get out of her head.
All right, Emily, give us a couple of seconds here. When we come back, we will help you with texting tutor, and we will text your sister and tell her to make herself as ugly as possible when all of you guys meet up. Okay? Texting tutor is next.
Are we texting the sister or are we texting the boyfriend to warn him about her aggressiveness?
Who do you want us to text, Emily?
I think my sister.
Damn it. Okay. What I just said. Next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.